Numbers chapter 7. And it came to pass, on the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed it, and sanctified it, and all its equipment, including the altar and all its equipment, having anointed and sanctified them, that the leaders of Israel, the heads of their paternal house, they were the leaders of the tribes who had supervised those who were counted, made an offering. And they brought their oblation before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, 1 wagon for 2 leaders, so an ox for each one, and they offered them in front of the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Take the oblations from them, and they will be for performing the service of the tent of contact, and you will give them to the Levites, to each man according to his work. So Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon according to their work, and he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari according to their work, under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any of these to the sons of Kohath, because the work of the holy place was charged to them, that they should bear it on their shoulders. Then the leaders made offerings for the dedication of the altar, when it was anointed, and the leaders offered their oblation in front of the altar. And the Lord said to Moses, The leaders will offer their oblation each one on his own day for the dedication of the altar. And the one to offer his oblation on the first day was Nahshon the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah. And his oblation was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold, filled with incense, 1 bull calf of the oxen, 1 ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, the leader of the sons of Issachar, made his offering. For his oblation, he offered 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, 1 bull calf of the oxen, 1 ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, the leader of the sons of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon, made his offering. His oblation was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold, filled with incense, 1 bull calf of the oxen, 1 ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, the leader of the sons of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, made his offering. His oblation was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold, filled with incense, 1 bull calf of the oxen, 1 ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Elizur, the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, the leader of the sons of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, the leader of the sons of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Deuel, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Eliasaph the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, the leader of the sons of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, the leader of the sons of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil, as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold, filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. On the ninth day, the leader of the sons of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, the leader of the sons of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Ammishaddai, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil, as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, one one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, one goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day, the leader of the sons of Asher, Pagiel the son of Ochran, made his offering. His oblation was one silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, one spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, one bull calf of the oxen, one ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, the leader of the sons of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan, made his offering. His oblation was 1 silver dish whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the holy shekel, both of them being full of fine flour mixed with oil as a meal offering, 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold filled with incense, 1 bull calf of the oxen, 1 ram, 1 one-year-old lamb for a burnt offering, 1 goat buck for a sin offering, and for the peace sacrifice, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 one-year-old lambs. This was the oblation of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar on the day it was anointed by the leaders of Israel, with 12 silver dishes, 12 silver basins, and 12 golden spoons. The weight of each silver dish was 130 shekels, and each basin weighed 70 shekels. All the silver of the objects came to 2,400 shekels, according to the holy shekel. As for the 12 golden spoons full of incense, each spoon weighed 10 shekels according to the holy shekel. All the gold of the spoons came to 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering came to 12 bulls. There were 12 rams, 12 one-year-old lambs with their meal offering, and 12 goat bucks as a sin offering. And all the oxen of the peace sacrifice came to 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 he-goats, 60 one-year-old lambs. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. And when Moses went into the tent of contact to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking with him from the atonement cover, which is over the ark of the testimony between the two cherubim, when he spoke to him.